We are back with Nicola, and he has a new, very interesting project to show us. Last time it was the Silverlight Shock game, and today it's something pretty special. So go ahead and introduce yourself real quick.
Hello, I'm Nicola, and I'm a software design engineer in test at Microsoft. Mm-hmm. I like Silverlight.
Great.
Yes.
So you've been playing around with it, and you know, last time we had the game, you've done a couple other experiments. What's this one?
Yes, this one is a realistic human movement viewer,
mm-hmm.
and it uses motion capture data to animate a stick figure.
Okay. So
yes, this particular stick figure is doing some Wing Chun, I think, fighting style moves.
Very cool.
On the screen, it's 3D in real time. It uses almost no CPU, which means that it can be reused in other projects.
Uh-huh.
And
so it's real 3D?
Yes.
Oh, great. Okay. I wondered. So yeah, it looks like he's doing Matrix moves, or?
Yes, actually, yes. So
the movie.
Oh, I
don't
mean about
to confuse
the,
you, right? Yeah.
I worked all night yesterday with the matrices to
okay.
to figure out the rotations and stuff like that. This thing uses motion capture information, which is data that is gathered by sampling the joint locations and rotations of joints of a real human.
Mm-hmm.
Usually they put a person, it's some kind of expensive studio, and they usually take that information to make special effects in games or in the movies.
The one where they're wearing like a really tight suit and they have all the little light bulbs around them or something. Right.
Yes,
yeah.
And
okay.
They put 24 cameras around them and they have some super expensive equipment and they capture their motion.
Okay, so this is all of that data stored then in like a file format?
Yes, the file format includes the location of the skeleton. Actually, let me try and see if that would work. I will add another person right here.
Okay.
Here is it, this breakdancer. And this is the information about the breakdancer.
Oh, okay.
You can see that we have hip information, we have the chest information, neck, head, and so on. So the file that contains the motion capture data contains all the skeletal structure with the joint.
Mm-hmm.
With the joint, so you can say if knee, then color differently or stuff like that. So you can easily identify joints.
Oh,
you
okay.
can identify where the head is and stuff like that, and put your own head there.
Sure.
Which is pretty nice. And then the file format that I used also contains the angle rotations of all the joints.
Mm-hmm.
So it says at the fifth second, the wrist should be rotated at 50 degrees across the z-axis and so on.
Okay.
Yes. I use .bvh files, which are pretty straightforward. They are very easy to parse, and then I just use some quickly, quick and dirty 3D whatever projection to project the lines on the screen.
Okay.
And the nice thing about this is that because you have angular rotation information,
mm-hmm.
you can easily move from one pose to the other, which means you can blend those.
Oh, okay.
And I found a huge database from the Carnegie Mellon University online that contains thousands of motion capture data, like walk, run, jump, crouch,
uh-huh.
get hit by a gun, and stuff like that.
Right, okay.
And if you can combine this information, and you can with this file format,
mm-hmm.
you can transition between walk and run, climb stairs, and so on. So it has the great potential to make a game out of this, or a Stickman movie.
Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know the Stickman fights, they're pretty cool. They look nice, and the way most people do them today, as far as I know, they just do it frame by frame.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard. You have to be a designer to make it look realistic. And for a developer like me, who cannot draw at all,
mm-hmm.
I can barely draw a stickman myself on paper.
Right.
I really want to make something look that looks cool. I want realistic human motion.
Uh-huh.
And this thing allows me, or will allow me, once I'm done with it.
Right.
To make my own Stickman movies.
Definitely.
I'm planning to do something like that and probably publish online so other people can make them too.
Yeah.
Or you can make your own Stickman game,
mm-hmm.
that has nice Tai Chi masters and things that were pretty much not possible before with stickmen.
Right.
And
so
low budget.
So it is. It's real 3D. And can you explain a little bit? Like, you're just taking the file and interpreting it, and then changing. Is it just kind of like mapping 3D points?
Yes, this is the file format. The first part of it contains the skeleton hierarchy. It just says where the hips are, what's their 3D offset, and then it says what information is available for the hips in the file.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, we have the rotation of all joints. And then the chest follows, then the neck, head, and so on, and all the complete skeleton. And then we have a huge amount of data. Well, in this case, it's just 2 lines, but usually it's 1,000 of lines.
Mm-hmm.
That contains the rotational rotation in time for every joint.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do is, on every frame, you get all the rotational information.
Mm-hmm.
You rotate all the joints accordingly, and you just display the 3D points on screen.
That's awesome.
It.
That's really cool.
And right now I have a blog that I just touched on the subject.
Uh-huh.
Because I spent like the last night and one day before that.
Uh-huh.
Doing this, and it's really exciting, but I really want to make something better, and then I'll continue to blog, and as I blog I'll also post what were the issues that I encountered.
Yeah. So you're working on this, you're blogging about it. What's the name of your blog? Or what's the URL?
It's blogs.msdn.com/Nikola. That's Nikola.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah.
All the source code is available there.
Awesome.